In this village, there's about 140 people, and they actually had 11 shamans. And the shamans are the cultural leaders, the educators, the ones who channeled the spirit world into the concrete world. There was one man, Davi, who would start to take this very, very strong hallucinogenic and perform this healing ritual. And he also would be pacing about 20 feet in each direction and getting more and more drugged as hours went on, and I was feared for my equipment and myself a little bit. The elder shaman, Lorival, also would tell me, oh, there is a story I must tell you, and at times I would also set up a microphone in front of him and record him telling me these stories. Lorival was explaining the sounds that he had heard that morning and what each one of them meant, and through his practice, he was able to identify that a certain bird might mean that a certain kind of person would enter the village, or an insect would signify another kind of event that has happened or will happen. In the 6 days that I was in the forest, I saw pretty much nothing except for trees and leaves and sky, and yet I recorded all sorts of creatures and wild-sounding birds. One of the things that I was struck with so quickly was how loud the forest was. During midday, the cicadas were just deafening. And some of them were just a strange moment, sitting out very early in the morning. I was recording a very quiet little river, and every once in a while I hear like a really loud click in my machine overdriving, and I couldn't figure out what was happening, and I realized that I was being dive bombed by bats and that they were just smacking into my mic and flying away. We just sat there and listened to the sounds of the forest, which were incredible, but also the ways that they gradually changed. And there were very, very slow shifts that felt to me like minimalist music, the kind of thing where you're listening and you feel like it's the same, it's the same, it's the same. And suddenly it isn't the same, but you don't know exactly when everything shifted. There was a couple times when the people in the village really performed. There was about the third night I was there, pitch dark, and we were starting to go to sleep, and someone whispered, and the anthropologist said, "They're starting." And I said, "What are they starting?" And I started to hear these footsteps, and there was about 25 or 30 young girls, some very, very young women with their babies strapped to their side, and they started to sing and sort of do this stomping and singing back and forth across the earth.
La 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 la
I came back, everybody said, did it change your life? Did it change your life? And it's funny because my immediate reaction was no, but in many ways it was a kind of spiritual experience. And even in the way that I had to relax to become comfortable there, to interact with them, to appreciate nature in a much richer way. I mean, by spending hours at a time listening to the sounds of the forest change, it just gave me a new set of ears and an expanded vocabulary and a wish to really investigate natural spaces the way that I've investigated urban spaces in the past.